Kumlena Black Gemara. We're up to Dafnun Ches Amar Aleph, 10 lines from the top. So we had it in Machlekes, the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about the 3 seasons as to when you give Ma'aseh Behema. And all of them have to revolve around Yom Tov. And the idea is that we should be Ma'aseh Behema as close as possible to Yom Tov so that we'll have plenty of Behemas to sell for people who want to be regel. Even though you're permitted to Shecht and sell before then, you don't have to wait for Ma'aseh, but most people would rather wait so they can do a mitzvah with their money. Okay, so according to the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Akiva, the 3 seasons were 15 days before each Yom Tov. And Ben Azir disagrees, he says the 29th day of Adar, which sometimes, or soon says 15 days before, sometimes it isn't. And he says the first day of Sivan, as close as possible, close proximity to Shavuos. And then the 29th day of Av, which is like a month before Rosh Hashanah. And then Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say the first of Nisan, where the first of Nisan, not 29th day of Adar, the first of Sivan, they agree with him, but they say the 29th day of El. And not Rosh Hashanah, because it's Yom Tov. Even though it should be 15 days before Sukkot. So I think about Ben Azir, Yom B'chav Tez B'Odeh, B'Allah, B'Sivan, what's going on here? But Mike, mythically, how come Ben Azir says the 29th day of Adar, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say it's the first day of, El? Says the Gemara, the first day of Nisan. But Mike was arguing, so it's obvious. Rabbi Akiva Ben Azai, what did Rabbi Akiva Ben Azai arguing? Rabbi Akiva says 15 days before Yom Tov, and Ben Azai says no, 29th day of Adar. Rabbi Akiva saw that Adar has Samach Nisan, that last Adar, right before Nisan, Pesach, Zimnin Mole, sometimes a 30-day month, of a Zimnin Chosa, sometimes it's a 29-day month. So therefore, Zimnin Debiyayim Mikla Biyayim Lamed, so sometimes 15 days before Pesach will be the 30-day of Adar. But Zimnin the Mikla B'chav Tes, if it's a shorter month, it will be the 29th day of Adar. Shemachi therefore, like Kvila is Marav Kiva, so it says 15 days before Pesach, whatever day falls out on. However, Ben Azir Savar, Ben Azir's of the opinion that Adar has Samach Nisan, he holds that the Adar, which is right before Nisan, Lo Olam Chos is always a 29-day month. Therefore, he says 29 days. Hilchah Kevil is Ma'am B'chav Tez B'Adar. Therefore, he says the 29th day of Adar. What about Becha B'Sivan? How come Rabbi Akiva says 2 weeks before Shavuos, and he says the first day of Sivan, the big difference. I did the line of fishy, but as his argument is, because since between Pesach and Shavuos, it's a short period. How many behemoths will be born already? And we're trying to generate a lot of behemoths so that people, when they go early regular, have what to give. Eilas Riyah, Karban Simcha. E Amrit Ligdim, if you're going to tell people to make the Ma'aseh Behemoth 2 weeks before, there are not going to be too many animals to give Ma'aseh Behemoth from. What's going to happen is if 2 weeks before you can start selling, they'll sell the behemoths. Won't be any behemoths left to sell. Comes Yom Tov because there's such a few behemoths. The Chav Tes Ba'av, then we had another argument. Ben Azir says this should be the 29th day of Av. Will the other one say 29th of El? Ben Azir, the time may. Ben Azir is consistent with his view. What's Ben Azir's view? At the end of the Mishnah, Ben Azir says there are actually 3 periods. There's a Rosh Hashanah for animals. He says, we had one opinion that Meir says there's Chodesh El, and we had the other Chama say there's Chodesh Tishrei. He says the time month of El is considered a separate year. You have those before El, those post El, and then you have El, the Eluliyim, we call them. Someone says, Ben Azir, Taimei Ben Azir, says in the view, Amar Ha'eluliyim, those from Elul, Miss Asrin, Bifne Asman, have their own mice, we'll soon see why. Therefore, he says, make it the 29th day of the end of the year. For the Gemara, the end of the year should be the 30th day of. For the Gemara, Velita Sinav Yem Lamed, so why not the 30th day of? He said, Zimnin the Mechasin Leila of, because sometimes Av is only 29 days, and the days when they based it on the witnesses, the testimony, will be in the Mevet HaKedah B'Chadash V'Yosha. We need to make sure that people realize that this last year's and next year's, and you're not allowed to mix the animals from before Rosh Chodesh El and those post Rosh Chodesh El. So therefore, we make it there before. This way, you're guaranteed, we bring it as close as possible to Yom Tov, so you make it the end of Av. But this way, you're guaranteed that you don't mix the two. Because if you're going to say the 30th day of Av, sometimes it'll be the first day of El. And then you're going to be giving behemoths from El and behemoths of Av. No good. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, I mean, Be'echad, Be'nissen. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say, the first day of Nissen, they argue. So the first day, they say, not 23rd day, the 21st day of Nissen, and they agree the first day of Sivan, but they say the 20th day of El. See what it says. Be'echad, Be'nissen. What's the logic? Why the first day of Nissen? Kirosh Bag. They hold Rashim, Gildama, Be'shabosis. Not 15 days before, but 2 weeks before you start dashing about Hichos Pesach. So therefore, they say, 2 weeks before is the season for the Ma'aseh Behemah. Be'echa b'sivan and kedamnu, we said before. Probably in the lunchroom. In the lunchroom, if you're looking for a chair. Oh, there is one, okay. Kedamnu, and then b'chavtez be'el, why the 29 day be'el, Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon, Temaya, they're consistent with their view. The Amma, they say, be'echa b'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah ma'isa behemah. They hold the first Rosh Hashanah is actually the Rosh Hashanah ma'isa behemah. And say, so how come they say 29 day of El should be the first day of Hashanah? 2 weeks before Sukkot. Because Hashanah is Yomtiv, and you can't do it in Yomtiv, making a red mark. Why don't you say a better reason since Rosh Hashanah? Not because it's Yomtiv. Rosh Hashanah is the new year, and you're not allowed to mix the animals from the past year with the next year. Why don't you say you need to make a distinction between the old and the new? Why don't you just say that? You're right. Chodav oikam. Give me two reasons. Chodav the being lemev dekeda, but chodav yoshe. Let's make a distinction between old and new. And well, another reason is neishu yom shehu yomtiv. It's yomtiv. We efshel laase be yomtiv, and you're not allowed to give mice and yomtiv. Why not? Mishum sikreta, because of that red mark that you have to make. So therefore, you can't do that. Yeah, for sure.
If a new year for animals first of all,
was it? Yeah.
So, what's the problem with the Rosh Hashanah?
There's no problem. Rav Meir is the one who holds the first of all. He has no problem. It's Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar. They hold it the first day of, like the Chachamim. They hold the first, Rosh Hashanah is the new year, and 2 weeks before the Sukkot. But nevertheless, they say that the season is the day before the old year. Because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov, and we don't want you on Yom Tov to make this red mark on these animals. Rameir says, "Be'echad be'el Rosh Hashanah le'maisa be'em." He holds the first day of El is Rosh Hashanah. Benazir Amir and Benazir says, "No, that there's one opinion for the El, other opinion for the first day of Rosh Hashanah." And Benazir says, "El is a year for itself." Tanya Omer Benazir, what's the sword of Benazir? Benazir says, "Hoyil v'halolu aimim kach." You have Rameir that says this. And you have the Chachamim who say Rosh Hashanah. I don't know who's right. So therefore, the month of El is. I don't know if the month of El belongs in the previous year because Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, or it belongs in the new year because Rosh Hashanah is El. So you know what? We're going to treat them differently. Hilcha. What do you mean? Ben Azai, when Ben Azai, he doesn't know things. Let him make a ruling. Maybe he couldn't figure out who was right, and therefore he decided, you know, I'll be a machmer like both. But Hatanya didn't be learning. The Braisa Ben Aza used to say, "Kol chachma Yisrael." You take every wise, every tana out there, doimin alike, compared to me. You know where they are? Kiklipas Hashem. They're the shalachs, they're the peels of a garlic. They are nothing compared to me. Ben Aza is extremely humble. They're nothing compared to me. Chutz min hakereya chazek, except this baldy. And who is he referring to? Rabbi Kiva. Rashi says that Rabbi Kiva was called the Baldy, and his son, Rabbi Shua ben Karchar, was his son. And Rabbi Shua, the son of the Baldy. Taisa is not here, but in other places, actually, a hero. So he says he can't accept that they would call Rabbi Kiva the Baldy. According to Rashi, they called him the Baldy. Imagine? So Rabbi Taisa finds that very hard to accept. And he says, Kere does not mean Baldy at all. And he argues, okay, so you're going to write.
So, if you don't have to mix when you give mice from 1 year to the next,
yeah.
You have to have 10 from El itself.
That's right. Exactly. Mogul, you know, case, an interesting case. Well, see, you're right. So you'll be potter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Omer Rabbi Chagai Chayim Malachi. More answers because they didn't make up their own pshat. They heard it from the Mevi'im Chagai Chayim Malachi, and therefore he didn't want to argue. He says, "I don't care what I think. If this is tradition, the question is which is the right tradition." They're both saying this is what we heard going back to Chagai Chayim Malachi. Rosh Hashanah is either El or Tishrei. So therefore. He decided to not to mix in. Tanya, we learned. Amar ben Azai, ho elulim is atzil atzma, and that elulim are separate. What happens if no deloy heba of, you had five animals born in of, and you had heba el and five in el? According to ben Azai, aim is tarfin, they don't combine, two different years. What about heba el and heba tisha? You have five in el and five in tisha. Again, they don't combine because according to ben Azai, two different years. Aim is tarfin. What about heba tisha? The heba of, you had five in tisha and five the following of, then surely mistarfin, because they're all within the same year. So you want Pshita. What are you telling us new? So this is all obvious, but as I said, it's a separate year. Nay, Mahu the Tame, I would have thought, just like he hates, just like the Mafsik Hishonim. Mafsik Hishonim, like I heard that one year to the next year you cannot mix animals. I would have thought maybe one season to the next season. We said in the Mishnah three seasons. I would have thought maybe the behemoths that were born in one season cannot join the behemoths born in the next season. So born in Rosh Hashanah, you cannot join with Av because you're going through three seasons. Kamashlan, that they could. The seasons are different. Get it now. We learn Chamisha Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Chamisha Lachar Rosh Hashanah, five before Rosh Hashanah, and five post Rosh Hashanah. Ain't mitzdarfi, they don't combine. But Chamisha Lifnei Hagoyin, five before the season, the Chamisha Laachar Goyin, but five after the season, Hareilu mitzdarfi. They all combine. They all combine. So the Gemara Amar Rava says Rava, the Divrei Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar's opinion, Noldu leChamisha Bav. He had five born in Av. The Chamisha Be'el, he had five born in El. The Chamisha B'Tishrei. What happened? You had five and Av, five and El, and five and Tishrei. Now, oh, El, if it can combine the other one, right? Is Koins and Ladil is Aser. You do bring them into the barn, in the pen, in order to give Maisim. And what do you do? The Noitel Echad Minei Lulian, you take one of the Lulian. You take out one of the Lulian, and Vahashar Pturim Manoshech. We take out one of the Lulian, you no longer have 10. Remember, Ibn Azay was not sure, didn't know if El from the previous year, El the next year. Because and the Manoshech, now they're Potter. What do you mean? Because Ibe Echad Bel Rosh Hashanah, El, if the first day of El, he Rameh is right, is the new year, then therefore the El of the Tishrei Arfim. What happens? El and Tishrei, they combine, right? Because you have five in El and five in Tishrei. With the Av Pturim, and definitely the ones from Av.
Oh, and five and Tishrei.
Yeah. So the ones of Av are definitely Patik. All you have is five. If El combined with Tishrei, it's a new year, then what do you have from Av? Five, and therefore they're definitely Patik. Novas, v'ibe echa b'tishrei shanda Av. And if you can tell me that the Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Tishrei, then Av El combined. And the Tishrei is definitely Patik. Right? Because you only have is five. Is my umbrid. So therefore, so what do you do is you take one out from the El ones, and automatically Av and Tishrei Potter. Now the question is, why should Tishrei be Potter? Tishrei is a whole year to coming looking forward, so maybe the five of Tishrei should stick around to the rest. So we say no. My Amrit, let's start for the Goyin and Acha. Let's wait with the Tishrei one to later on in the year and combine it with some other animals. He says, that's, you can't do that. Asidei Yivadei Amar Achmanem V'loi Asidei Safik. That the Taylor says you only give Maisa when you know for sure and not when there's a Safik. And since it could very well be that you already gave Maiser on it from the El, when you took one from El, maybe El is part of Tishrei, so you already gave Maiser on that, they can no longer be counted again because it says Asidi Vadayi, we learn Asidi, Asidi Yekodesh, Asidi Vadayi, Velo Asidi Sofik. Says you want a Pshita, it's obvious, you take one from El. Because obviously you can't take El because maybe El is from the next year. You can't take Tishrei because maybe El is from the previous year. So obviously you got to take one from El and put that away as a tenth one. And Manushik, the one from El, it will be Maiser. Because whichever you definitely have 10. The question is only, is it the Av that makes it 10 or is it the Tishrei that makes it 10? So therefore, Pshita, what you're saying is obvious. Nein, I would have thought, Dilma the Ligza Dilma Osel Mishkam Hanach. I would have thought that maybe we should make a gzeda, he shouldn't do this because people might make a mistake and think that the one from El belongs to Av and Tishrei should be used again. And maybe we'll make a mistake. Kamashlam, we're not worried. Or you might take from Av and Tishrei. What?
Under your stick every tenth.
Yeah.
And now you say you should.
You cannot do. No. So he's saying here that.
You can't.
You are. So Rashi already says, which we'll see in the Gemara later soon. That if, even if they didn't walk out the door, you just counted it lying down. You also are because you can't have them walking out the door. You know which ones to walk out your door, of the Tishrei. So even if they're just lying, they count them, and they should be. In fact, what do we can do the Tap Rashi? Tap Rashi. Benoitel Echem and Alulian says Rashi. What do you mean? Take one of the Alulian. Not that you have in mind you count then this number 10. You're not allowed to. What do you mean, Tekadel? If you line them up, we learned before, you're not allowed to make any plans. Let them walk out on their own. Whoever walks out, good or bad, that's what it is. It seems to me, says Rashi, Shimon and Revutzin, all the animals are lying down or they're standing in the pen, and you count them. So right now, you don't really have any particular mind. They'll have an echem and a lul in our city. Or the gifts actually is the hashta lechav. Now you could be mechavin because you're not counting them through the door. You're not allowed to, by going through the door, decide which one should go through. But here you're walking around. You make sure that the last few you're doing are the elul ones. The lehevi echem in a lul. Now, see, now you can make sure that the one, the elul, is the 10th one. Alim hoy mavilim v'pesach tachas ha-shoved. If you chase them, if you take them out the door, lo yoda, you don't know. Because kinofik b'reish edre, you don't know which ones will come out. Say later on that even if you're lying down or standing, you didn't walk through the door, but ever there's meisin. That's what happened. Good question. Okay, let's give me some meisin. So how in the world do you give meisin? How do you give meisin? Coin to the day, bring them into the pen. You have an opening, a very narrow opening. We don't want two of them walking out at the same time. You count them with a stick. When it comes out of the 10th one, you take a stick and you put some dye on it, red dye, and you hit it. And you say, this is the maaser. Loi sokra besikra, you didn't use that dye. Loi monon b'sheva, you didn't use a stick to count them. Oi shemon and revutzim, you count them while they're all lying down. Then you walk out the door. Oi angel, they're just standing still. Hadi elum is asin. So b'dieve, they're all mosa. Hoi loi meya, let's say you had 100. But not the last sora, sorry, you had 100. You didn't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You just sent out 10 at a time from the pen. And then from each of these 10, you decided which one of them you took out to be meiser. That's not called meiser, because you have to count. That's not meiser. Rabbi Yehuda says, meiser, it is meiser. And we'll explain why, what Rabbi Yehuda said is why it is a meiser, even though you didn't count at all. You just sent 10 out, you know, looks like 10, you sent them out, and then you took one of them. What happens in Zimbabwe Metzia, the famous sugi called Tokfu Koyin? Kofats echad minamenuyin. You counted, let's say, a number of them. Let's say you counted the number seven. You got to number seven, and suddenly one of the first six, you didn't give meiser on the seven yet either. But one of the seven jumped back into the flock. Had elu paturin. The rest of the flock are potter from giving meiser, because this seven already are potter. Even though you can't make it ten, because it's called a minyan haro. Since you counted it in a way, at the time of each counted each one, you definitely had the right to believe that there will be ten, because they're all sitting there in the pen. So therefore, it's called a minyan haro, a silver minyan, and they are all potter. And the rest inside the pen are potter. Each one is a suffix. Asiri vadei amrachman lasiri suffix. Each one is a suffix. Maybe it's already counted. What about Minam Sodin? What about one of the ones you gave Meiser? Jump back in, and you probably didn't put a red mark on it, otherwise what's the problem? The Teichen, then Kulon, now all of them are suffering, not that the Potter, all of them are suffering, maybe they're the Meiser Behemoth, and the Meiser Behemoth has he brought them as Bech, but you don't know which one it is, and you don't want to bring Chulin, so you wait till it has a Mum. Yiru, Achi Yistavu, let it wander about till it has a Mum, V'yechlu B'mum in Lebailim. It has a Mum, you eat them, the owner eats them. Says he's going to tell him, we learn beizetzad maase kointzad. You bring the pen, but oisel and pesachot. You make a small opening. Kedesh leishnayim yochayin lotzeis. You don't want two going out at the same time. Keechod imoiseyem ibachutz. The mothers are standing outside. Behem ibefnim. How do you get the animals to walk out? You know, they push them out. So you have the mothers of cows standing outside, and they make the sounds, animal sounds, and their offspring want to join them. They're inside. The goyos, and they scream. The yoytzes likras imun. That's how you get them to come out to see their mother. Very good. Wouldn't have to go such an elaborate scheme. But livkinu inu. Why just push them out? It says yavor exiv. They should pass on their own. But loyshi yaviruhu. Not that you should push them out. Why don't you just put them some food, give them some grass to graze? Livku elavase. They'll go out themselves towards it. They're hungry. Always hungry. You know, the problem is, you know why we have the mother standing outside? Because we are considered, we are worried. We learned before that a lekuach, a bought animal, is part of ma'aser behemah. But so a bought animal does not have his mother there, generally. You don't buy usually a mother and a cow and its offspring. He doesn't have his mother there. Or a yasim doesn't have a mother. So which animals are going to walk out? Only the ones that have a mother. This way you avoid the problem. You remember each animal, which is the yasim, which is the lekuach. How about we learned? Kol Asher Yavar. It says the pasuk, anything that passes by is tachad, is prat, le trefa, anything that can walk. We had this before. This excludes a trefa. A trefa, one of them is if it has a breakage above the knee, sheni ovedes, cannot walk. So that trefa is part of it. Once you know one trefa doesn't have no ma'aseh behemah, then all trefas are no ma'aseh behemah. Tachas hashavet. What do you mean under the stick, under the rod? Mitzvah lemnaisen b'shavet. It's a mitzvah to count them with the rod. Loy manan b'shavet. If he didn't count them with the rod, shemanan revutzim ayemim. Like our Mishnah says, it was just lying down in the pen, or they were standing. Minayin? How do you know? Tamar loymer. It says the pasuk. Or asidi year kodesh. It says the pasuk. The tenth one year kodesh. Mikol makom. Wherever it's sitting. Even though it started off saying tachas hashavet, but the evidence, if it wasn't, it's still considered the only elo shekodesh shmoya city. It's only because he said number 10. What about like kodesh shmoya city? If you didn't call it number 10, you counted 9, you didn't call it 10. I mean, 9, how do you know it still becomes ma'aser? Talmud Loimer says yeah kodesh mikol makom. As soon as it gets to 10, whether you pronounce this is number 10 or not, it becomes kodesh. Yochel hoyulei meya. What happened? You had 100 sheep, and instead of counting, v'notel asora. So you took 10 at a time. You assess with your mind. This is 10. You took it out. V'notel echad. From the 10, you took one out. Yochel yimasan. In this case, also should be musa because that's year. Tamaloymer asidi has to be number 10. You have to count. V'ainz asidi. This is not number 10. Because you never counted. However, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says it does become. Even if you took it out, it becomes ma'isa. What's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's word? He says if in your mind you assumed it's 10, that's good enough. You don't have to physically count it. My time, what's his logic? He holds like Abba Loza ben Gemel. He holds like Abba Loza, the son of Gemel. The Tanya, Abba Loza ben Gemel. It says the Pasik, but when the Levi gives, he receives his ma'aser, he has to give a truma to the coin. And the Pasik says, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem, I will consider your truma, just like Yisrael gives truma from his granary. What even nechshav lochem trumaschem? I would say truma is plural. B'shtei truma medaber. There are two kinds of truma that the pasuk is talking about over here. Even though here we're talking about trumas meiser, the truma the Levi gives to the kohen. And since the pasuk compares it to the ordinary truma that Yisrael gives, it's called truma gedolah to a kohen. And now, once we've established that we compare Trumas Maisa to ordinary Truma, and we know from elsewhere that we compare Maisa Behema to Trumas Maisa, Achas Truma Gdeila, V'Achas Trumas Maisa. Yeah, and therefore, we're going to learn from Trumas Maisa to Maisa Truma Gdeila, and then once you know Trumas Maisa, we're going to teach it to Maisa Behema. What is that? Except for Nechshav, just thinking. Kishem Shah Truma Gdeila need tell us Ba'im Achshavah, just like Truma Gdeila. You don't have to physically go ahead and you feel, you can just assess in your mind how much a section is. And you give that Achshavah, you can think about one side of the property and then say in the other side, I'm looking at one side and say the other side should be Truma, and that's good enough. You or you think, I'm going to donate two loigen of wine, whatever it is, with Truma, and that already becomes Truma. Nitellus ba'imid av Truma's Maisa, Nitellus ba'imid of Machshava. What does that have to do with Maisa Behema? Or Maisa Kadia Rachmana Truma. We find that Maisa sometimes is referred to as Truma. It says in Pasik, Kies Maisa b'nei Yisrael, that this Maisa Rasha Yerimu Lashem. That the Eden will give Truma. So therefore, who Hashem give it to? Nasati Levim Anachla. So clearly here that Maser is called Truma. So Maser Behemoth is also called Maser Behemoth, not Truma. The East is Maser Behemoth, so Maser Dogon. So we compare Maser Behemoth and Maser Dogon. Ma Maser Dogon, Nittle Bohemian Machshava. Ah, Maser Behemoth, Nittle Bohemian Machshava. So once you have Truma's Maser, it's also called Maser, then you compare one to another. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, hold, even if you didn't count physically, in your mind, you saw there was 10 here, that's good enough. Omar Rava comes along, here starts a new Gemara. We'll start. But they ever said if you, we said before, even if you don't mark it, it's good enough. So